Lesson 5. Telephone English. Part 2. Yesterday, you learned phrases for having a conversation on the telephone. But what if you call somebody and they're not available? You'll have to leave a voicemail message on their answering machine or cell phone. So today, you're going to learn 5 simple steps to leaving a great voicemail in English. After this video, I have a listening and a speaking exercise for you. Let's get started. There are 5 essential parts to a voicemail message: introduction, time and date, reason for the call, contact information, and closing. There are 2 possible phrases for the introduction: formal and informal. Use the formal introduction if this is your first contact with the person. Hello, my name is Dana Klein from Impact Marketing. Use the informal introduction if you already know the person you're calling, or if it's a person you speak with regularly. Hello, this is Dana. It's helpful to say the time and date when you are leaving the voicemail. For example, it's 10 in the morning on Tuesday, October 3rd. It's around 2:30 p.m. on Thursday, January 24th. Next, give the reason for your call. You can say, I'm calling about, or I'm calling to. The difference is that I'm calling about is followed by a noun. For example, I'm calling about the conference. I'm calling to is followed by a verb. For example, I'm calling to find out if you're going to the conference. After you've said the reason for your call, ask the person to contact you and give your information. For example, could you call me back? My number is 555-8273. Or, could you email me? My email address is help@espressoenglish.net. You can also use the phrase, you can reach me at, with a phone number or an email address. Finish your call with one of these phrases. For an informal call, you can say, thanks a lot, bye. Or, I'll talk to you later, bye. In a formal message, use these phrases. Thank you very much. Bye. I hope to hear from you soon. Bye. Now you're ready to practice your listening. There are 6 voicemail messages under this video. 3 are easy and 3 are more difficult. Listen to each message and try to answer the questions. Then check your answers by clicking on the link to see the transcript. Finally, today's homework is a 1-minute speaking challenge. You can go to this link to call me and record a voicemail. In your message, say your name, the date and time, ask for information on future English courses, tell me your English level and your English goals, and leave your phone number and email address. When I receive your message, I'll get back to you with some tips on your spoken English. You've now finished Lesson 5. Check back tomorrow for the next lesson on giving presentations in English.